So Maxwell Ely, one thing we love that you did was you managed so much. You really did. I mean, it's not even as a joke. You took on tasks that weren't assigned to you. You volunteered for a lot of stuff, and what you brought to it was a whole new level of kind of like that administrative intelligence to be
basically
able to know who was going where.
Basically, you were general manager of the operation when we went to New York for World Press Freedom Day 2023.
And the socials that you managed actually allowed us to manage all the content. So you really laid the groundwork for everything that we were able to create. And I don't know if you know that, but that's absolutely the truth. So I'm wondering, like, what inspired you, or what sort of, I don't like that inspiration question, but what kind of led you to think like, all right, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to grab this every time that question goes up, I'm going to grab that and take care of it.
I think I've always been a very, go-getter, if you could say. I don't know. I grew up with a disability, and so I was always very self-advocating for myself because I was like the first person at my school that had like an individualized learning plan. So I had to constantly kind of advocate for myself. So I kind of just naturally have drawn to kind of doing more than I need to just to be better. When it came to the socials, I took a social media for journalism class with Dr. Damian Radcliffe, and when I took his class, it was really interesting because I like learned how social media could be used for journalism. I'm a PR and journalism major, so I've done a lot of PR and social media stuff, and so it was really cool to see how social media can also be utilized to be a journalist. And so after taking that class and after getting told about this trip, I was like, what a great way to kind of bring an experience, an expertise I have, because I don't have a ton of journalistic expertise, into this new field. And I thought that it would also be a good way to increase our engagement with others outside of the website.
And it certainly did that. Our profile on social media, across social media, that you put together increased our audience while we were in New York for World Press Freedom Day 2023. And we're looking at each day with another personality from the group, and your day is day three. What shines for you, Maxwell Ely, about day three?
Yeah, day three was, I went to a virtual seminar on day three. It was hosted, I think, actually by the, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, I think, is the one that hosted it. And it brought together the Wall Street Journal editor, a person from the New York Times, a person from a TV channel, I'm forgetting which one, and another person, I'm blanking. But it was really fascinating to me because they kind of talked about the cost of journalism. They talked about both the cost to journalists, such as the imprisonment of journalists and the infringement of freedom of speech of journalists, but also just the cost of doing journalism, such as like, what are the best ways to fund journalism? Is the subscription model working? Are advertisements still somewhat working? Should the government step in? So I thought that was a really interesting seminar that I went to.
So I'm curious, you had mentioned this idea you had to advocate for yourself a lot as a kid growing up, and you kind of grabbed that. And here we are at a conference aimed around advocating for people's right to speak. Was there like a natural connection there for you in the topic of what we were there for and your own personal life leading up to it?
I would say I didn't connect that, but kind of. I would say that press freedom is something that I think is kind of forgotten about often. Like when I went on this trip, I was thinking about all the times I really considered press freedom before this trip, and it wasn't too often. And so I think there is a chance, and often I believe this is the case, that when there's something that happens so reoccurring, but it's pretty far away, you don't really think about it, and it doesn't really mean too much to someone. And so like, I think there is a distancing effect that happens with people when they hear about journalists that get imprisoned. On day two, I went to a session that was talking about the Wall Street Journal reporter who's imprisoned in Russia right now. And at the very beginning, though, a reporter from Al Jazeera, who was like kind of moderating the discussion, like brought up like five names of Al Jazeera journalists that are currently imprisoned as well, and like showed their photos. And I thought that was really interesting because you see, like, you see all this media attention about this Wall Street Journal journalist, which, you know, makes sense. But then there's also all these other journalists that are also in prison that don't get talked about a lot. And so I think there is that kind of like, since he was an American reporter, American media talks about it more often. But it just was something that was fascinating to me, for sure.
Maxwell Ailey, the social media maven of the Crossings Institute in New York for World Press Freedom Day 2023. See his work. It'll be up there forever. That's the nature of the internet.